How to Meet and Marry in an Hour, a short story by Sylvia M. Hubbard.
That's the only problem with your life, Al. You're an ungrateful son of a bitch.
Earl nudged him playfully as the two friends sat at the bar in the usual after-work ritual. Counting on his dirty fingers, Earl continued.
You're 35, single, no kids, good-looking according to the lake, good credit, you got your own place and a Jeep, and you're saying you've got a problem because you're not married.
Alvin chuckled to himself.
It's different and complicated being single now. You got hitched right out of high school, so you haven't seen the changes that we faced.
I got married because Elaine was 8 months pregnant because I loved the hell out of her. You got a life married men like me are dying for. You're the broad that looks like a teenager but's old enough to teach me things I wish I knew.
Alvin shrugged. Lisa's nice, but she's married. Even if she divorced, she's not looking to attach herself with anyone. But she's old enough to be my mother. I want someone younger than me that I can teach a thing or two in bed. Smiling wickedly, his eyes picked up on someone at the doorway who he couldn't help but notice. Someone like that.
She did look young and lost, but then her eyes settled on Alvin. She relaxed and even smiled. Earl looked in the same direction as Alvin, saying,
"Love and marriage ain't a bed of roses, Al."
I didn't say I was looking for love, Earl. I said I was looking for a wife. Earl frowned, confused at Alvin.
You expect to stay married without love?
Friendship, man, Alvin said as he pounded his fist on the bar, spilling the drink out of the lovely young woman's hands he had eyed at the door. His best friend decided to excuse himself for the night so Alvin could handle this by himself. Apologizing profusely, Alvin grabbed a pile of napkins and started to help her wipe the drink off her shirt. Annoyed, she knocked his hand away and snatched the napkins from him.
It's fine. I'm having a pretty messed up day anyway.
Looking up at him, she said,
I shouldn't have come here.
Then you wouldn't have met me, he said charmingly.
Do all your women fall for that lame line?
He chuckled instantly, attracted to her sense of humor.
Is there a way I can make it better, he asked. She scooped him up visually from head to toe, sighing.
Would you marry me?
Not believing, she had just asked him that after the conversation he had with Earl.
Alvin asked,
it's rather sudden, don't you think? Why don't you tell me your troubles? After introducing herself as Carolyn, she began to tell him how her family and friends were constantly harassing her about getting married because she had just turned 33 and couldn't find a decent guy to save her life. On top of that, her parents wanted to bring her getting a divorce because her mother was cheating on her father.
Alvin had noticed how much time had passed. All he knew was that Carolyn had consumed his senses with her intelligence, beauty, and sense of humor.
She possessed so much compassion and was quick to laugh at herself and his humor. He couldn't believe how comfortable he felt with her.
When the bartender announced last call, they both looked startled, checking their watches.
I didn't know it was so late. I have a busy day tomorrow.
He agreed, yet with hesitation to leave.
There's a donut shop near here. Would you like to grab a cup of coffee? Carolyn smiled warmly.
Sure, Alvin.
Going out to his car, he saw the parking lot was almost completely empty. He asked her, where did you park?
I came with some friends, but they went home hours ago,
she said quickly. Arriving at the donut shop, he turned to her before cutting the engine off. This may sound crazy, Carolyn, but do you want to get married?
Yes,
she said, eagerly turning to him. How about tonight? She stared at him for a moment before saying,
what about tax and paperwork?
We'll drive to Toledo. Again, she was lost for words. I know it's soon, but I've never met a woman like you. You make me feel like we could talk forever. I need that. I need you, Carolyn. Leaning over, he kissed her.
Then let's go to Toledo.
Without another minute passing, he found the nearest freeway that put them on the road to Ohio. An hour into the trip, she laughed in disbelief.
They'll think we've gone crazy, but it feels so sane. Does it bother you that we haven't spoken about love?
She asked worriedly. No. He looked at her with the same question in his eyes.
It's weird, but it doesn't bother me either. It all makes sense, Alvin.
He poured her hand to his lips and kissed her fingers. We make sense. By 5 in the morning, they were rousing a preacher out of his sleep and prepared to become man and wife. Carolyn put him aside just before the start of the ceremony. Alvin was sure she was about to demand to be driven home. To his surprise, she asked,
"Do you really want me as your wife, knowing so little about me?"
"I'm more sure of it now than ever before."
"I want to spend my life with you. I want you to be my friend, my lover, and my wife."
"You'll remember you said that to me, won't you?"
"Always," he vowed. When the ceremony was over, they found a small hotel room. Alvin wasn't nervous as he made love to her as if his life depended upon making her the happiest woman alive. She cried, shivered, and moaned her pleasure until late in the evening.
Alvin could tell her mood had changed considerably after they ate takeout, because she was oddly quiet.
"Any regrets?" he asked, holding her in his arms.
"I'm thinking I should have told you something before all this."
His heartbeat increased as he thought of the worst case. Alvin had never been so reckless in his life. He knew he should have used a condom.
"Is it health-wise?" he asked cautiously. She realized what he was trying to say and shook her head, smiling.
"I'm as healthy as a horse, Alvin. I'm just worried about you meeting my family."
He cut her off by pressing his finger against her lips. "I know there can't be anything that we can't handle together, Carolyn. So wipe that pretty frown from your face and kiss me." She didn't resist his orders. And for the next couple of hours, he made her forget her worries. Carolyn drove back to the city where she lived with her parents while he sat on the passenger side sleeping. They arrived in the city early in the morning.
"Maybe I should tell you about my parents before you meet them out,"
she said with that worried expression on her face.
"Carolyn," he persisted, "I married you because I knew there would be no other woman in this world that I wanted to spend my life with."
"I want you to know that when I came to the bar, I really didn't expect anything."
"Neither did I." The front door to her home flew open, and an older man rushed out frantically.
"Carolyn! Carolyn, is that you?"
He was about Alvin's size of 6'2", with an older build. Carolyn got out of the Jeep first and ran into her father's arms, giggling and joyous. He seemed like a man who demanded respect, but loved his daughter very much.
"Daddy, Daddy!"
She looked at her father.
"Alvin, I want you to meet my father, James Moore,"
she introduced proudly.
"Daddy, meet Alvin, my husband."
James looked surprised and then weary at his new son-in-law.
When did you meet my daughter, Alvin?"
"Yesterday, sir."
"I eloped, Daddy,"
Carolyn said, as if it was her decision and Alvin or her father couldn't say anything about it.
"I'd like to know your husband's last name, if that's all right with you, Carolyn."
Before Alvin could answer her father's question, a feminine voice, similar to Carolyn, said,
"Smith."
Alvin turned around to face the house where the voice had came from, and he couldn't believe his eyes. But the more he looked at her, the more he was sure. This was Carolyn's mother.
James asked his wife suspiciously,
"How did you know his name?"
Carolyn came to stand beside Alvin.
"Yes, mother. Why don't you tell Daddy how I married your lover?"
Lisa looked truly hurt. That was nothing compared to the shocked expression on Alvin's face as he was lost for words. James realized what was happening. And seconds later, his fist connected with Alvin's face. End of story.
Bam.
Out to meet Mary in an hour.
Author, Sylvia Hubbard. Hub Publishing, H3 Entertainment.
Our players include Mollison Folsom as narrator in the voice of Alvin, China Thomas, the voice of Carolyn, Brandon Calloway as James Moore, Derek Lewis as Earl. Thank you. And you can find more stories at www.h3omusic.com.